audio drama from 2E Production, The Override Protocol, Episode 4, Drastic Measures.
I can hear the bad man talking inside my head. He is telling me to do bad things.
Oh my God, she's infected.
Oh my God, are you certain, Cassie?
It has to be the AI module. What else could it be?
Jenny, think very carefully. The bad man's voice that you hear in your head. Are you still hearing the voice, or has it now stopped?
The voice is still there. He is still talking to me right now. He is very angry, and he wants to turn something on.
How is that even possible? I thought that Dan had disabled all of the OPD network.
I don't know. I can't understand it either. I was under the impression that the OPD network was destroyed as well. Let's check this with Dan and see what he makes of it. Dan, can you hear me? We've got a problem.
I can hear you, Jason. What's up? Did you find Jenny?
We found Jenny, but she is complaining about an evil voice in her head. It sounds like she's infected.
Infected? That shouldn't be possible. The OPD network is down at the moment. Are you certain?
As certain as we can be. Myself and Cassie both suspect it.
Okay, I'm not sure what's happening. I'll need to do some tests then. Come back down here and I'll have a look.
Okay, on the way down. Over and out. We're back, Dan. Jenny, tell Dan about what you've been telling us about the voice in your head.
I keep hearing the bad man talking to me in my head. He is scaring me.
That does sound like the AI module. Have you checked the back of her neck?
Yes, we already checked it, and there is nothing there. No sign of a lump, like the one I have in the back of my neck.
Yes, you're right. There's not even a scratch on her neck.
Any ideas on what it could be, Dan?
I have a theory. Let me check her with the scanner.
Mommy? Will this scanner hurt me?
Of course it won't, honey. It's just going to check on the voice in your head. Dan, how long will it take to get an answer?
Just one last piece of information from the scanner. There. That's it. We got a result.
Which is?
This doesn't make any sense. According to the scanner, she is infected with the biological AI agent.
What? How's that even possible? From our investigation, the biological AI agent is still in the development stage. It should not even be in the testing phase at this stage.
I agree. This should not have been even possible. But it looks like the OPD have tricked us. They made us believe that the biological agent was not ready. As it is now developed, this means that we are in deep, deep trouble.
I don't get it. How does this mean that we are in deep trouble?
Cassie? With the biological AI agent now live, that means that they can place the AI agent into any standard injection, even a vaccine. They are now ready to infect millions of people.
It's worse than that, Jason. We've got an even bigger problem with Jenny.
What you mean? What problem have we with Jenny?
So far, every infected person that we've encountered, Cassie included, have been infected using a physical AI module. That meant that we could use the physical AI module as an interface to manipulate it and rewrite the code to do whatever we wanted. With this new biological interface, we don't have this option. We have no way to interact or modify it.
What the hell do you mean? Are you saying there is nothing we can do to help Jenny?
Unfortunately, right now, it's out of my scope. I'll have to do some research and see if I can discover anything. Jason, have you any ideas?
No, I was kept completely out of the loop for the biological agent.
So does this mean that we are going to sit here and do nothing to help Jenny?
Cassie, we've never encountered anything like this before. Dan is already researching it. He is the best in his field. If there are any options, then he'll find it.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just so frustrated.
It's okay, Cassie. We're all in the same boat.
Jenny, are you still okay? Are you still feeling the same? Has anything changed?
Mommy, I'm still so, so scared. The bad man is really frightening me.
What is the voice saying to you?
He keeps shouting at me to turn something on.
Jenny, think very carefully. Can you remember what he wants turned on?
I'm not sure. I think it's something about a loudspeaker.
The loudspeaker? It sounds like he wants to get access to the Tannoy loudspeaker again.
Do you think it would be safe to give him access to the loudspeakers again? What's the worst that he can do?
I'm not certain. We could only grant access to the loudspeakers and limit everything else, but I'm not certain if it's a good idea to start letting him back into the system again. Dan, what do you think?
In theory, it should be okay, but we've already seen how devious the OPD is. We'd have to be extremely careful if we do this.
Jenny, has the voice in your head said anything more about the loudspeakers?
It keeps shouting at me. He said he will hurt me if we don't turn it on. I'm scared, Mommy.
Don't worry, Jenny. It'll soon be over. We're trying to get rid of that bad man. Dan, we've got to turn the loudspeakers back on.
I agree. Just give me some time so that I can double-check the amount of access we'll be giving him.
How long do you think it will take? We don't want to risk anything happening to Jenny.
It shouldn't take too long. We just don't want to risk giving the AI module too much access.
Please go as fast as you can, Dan. We don't want to wait too. Oh my God. Jenny, are you okay?
The bad man said he will kill me. I'm so scared.
Don't worry. We'll never let that happen to you, Jenny. We'll always keep you safe. Dan, we need to give him access to the loudspeakers now!
I'm on it!
Jenny, it'll soon be over.
Just putting the final touches on it now. Just need to execute this code, and that's it. Access is granted.
So, what happens now? It's back. Here we go again.
What? Okay, I'm back. And this time you will not be able to stop me.
I want you to stop hurting Jenny. Now.
Jenny is okay for now. But make sure that you follow all of my orders. Otherwise, I'll hurt each and every one of you.
I don't mind you threatening us. But how dare you threaten a child like Jenny? You must be completely fucking evil to infect a child.
Strong words, Cassie. But I expect that you'll be glad to hear my next step, as we will have to stop working with Jenny, as that biological AI agent that is inside her is only a prototype.
A prototype? You put a fucking prototype inside Jenny? Are you crazy? You could have killed her.
I'll keep doing what's best for the OPD, so don't even think about standing in our way or trying to stop us. Now, it's time to go to the next step and move out of Jenny.
What do you mean by move out of Jenny?
Because our biological module is not fully finalized, it's too limiting for me. So I need to move back to a physical host. And Cassie, there is only one person in this room that has a physical host that I can move into.
Oh my God! You want to move back inside my head?
Yes, Cassie. I want you to welcome me back inside your head again. I know you missed me.
I don't know if I can take any more. He nearly killed me the last time he was inside me.
Cassie, this will be a huge ask, but at least we'll be getting him out of Jenny.
I know. I'll do anything for Jenny. But this is terrifying.
We'll be still here. We'll do everything that we can to help, won't we, Dan?
Of course we will, Cassie. We won't let anything happen to you. Just go with it. I've got a new plan.
Stop whispering to each other. Don't even think about trying something on. There will be grave consequences if you do.
We're just trying to help Cassie, that's all.
So Cassie, are you going to do it? Are you letting me back in?
Okay, I'll do it. But only because I want to help Jenny. She's already absolutely terrified by him.
Good. I can't wait to get back inside your head again, Cassie.
So how exactly are you planning on doing this swap over?
We have a medical unit at the other side of the building. We'll head over there, as we have all the equipment that we need there.
I don't like the sound of this. Exactly what will we be doing in this medical lab?
Don't worry, Cassie. It won't take long for me to get inside your head. The procedure will be a bit like a blood transfusion. There will be a link between you and Jenny, and the biological agent will transfer over and link up with your own physical AI module.
That sounds dangerous. Will there be any risks?
Trust me, Cassie. It's a safe procedure. There are no risks.
But the problem is that I don't trust you. Not one little bit.
Well, you're out of luck then, because you have no choice in the matter. If you want to save Jenny, then we will need to do the swap over.
Let's just get this over and done with. The sooner we get you out of Jenny, the better.
Good. Let's get this started then. Dan, enable the loudspeaker in the medical unit. I've highlighted its location on your screen.
Okay, I see it now. Done. The loudspeaker is now enabled.
Good. I'll transfer over to the loudspeaker in the medical unit. You all can head over to the medical unit now. I'll be waiting for you. And hurry up. I don't want you to try anything on the way over, as there will be consequences.
We'd better get to the medical unit as fast as possible. Jenny, come with me up to the front. We'll try to win the race to the medical unit.
Okay, Daddy. Let's try to win the race.
Cassie, we only have a few seconds to talk while Jason is distracting Jenny.
Okay, what's the plan?
Go ahead with the transfer of the biological agent from Jenny. Once they re-enable your physical AI module, I'll be able to take action.
What will you do?
I'll implant a virus into the AI module. But the problem is that I will have to wait for my chance, so you will have to put up with the AI module in your head for a short while. I'll try to be as quick as I can.
Okay, try to not leave that creep in my head too long.
I'll be as fast as I can. We'd better get back to Jason and Jenny now before it gets too suspicious.
Okay.
You're late! What took you so long?
We came here as fast as we could.
I really hope that you were not trying anything on, as there will be serious consequences.
We've been doing everything you asked. And believe me, I'm in no hurry to get you back inside my head.
Don't worry, Cassie. I'll be inside you soon. Now let's get started. We have no time to lose. Dan, that's the donor pod over in the corner. Put Jenny inside that pod and start connecting her up.
Mommy, I'm scared. I don't want to go into that pod on my own.
Don't worry, Jenny. It'll be okay. It won't hurt. It's the only way to get rid of the bad man. We'll be right outside. We won't let anything happen to you.
But I'm worried about what will happen to me.
I promise you, Jenny. It'll be okay.
But I'm really, really scared.
Cassie, I found some nitrous oxide gas over here. That will help Jenny, as it will make her sleep through the whole procedure.
Did you hear that, Jenny? The gas will make you sleep, and when you wake up, it'll be all over. Will that be okay?
I'd like that, Mommy. Can we do that?
Of course we can, honey. Jason, start setting the gas up beside her.
Okay.
Don't worry, honey. This will soon be over.
Will this hurt, Mommy?
It won't hurt at all. You'll be asleep before you know it.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Okay, honey. I'm going to put this mask over your mouth, and then you take a deep breath. One more deep breath. Well done. She's asleep.
Okay, Cassie. I'll keep an eye on Jenny, and you can set yourself up in the other pod.
Okay. Dan, help me connect to the other pod.
Okay, Cassie. Get into the pod, and I'll connect everything up.
Okay.
Hurry up. You're taking too long.
Okay. Everything is now fully connected. We're ready to start.
Finally. Now start the process.
Okay. Starting the process now.
Jason, is Jenny okay?
She's fine. She's still asleep. How do you feel? Are you okay?
I'm still okay. Dan, what stage are we at?
According to the readout, the transfer is almost completed. It's saying completed in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Done. How do you feel, Cassie? Any changes?
I still feel the same. Wait, he's back. I can hear him starting up again, inside my head.
I'm back. Here we go again, Cassie. I'm sure you missed me.
Well, I definitely didn't miss you.
What about this? Did you miss this, Cassie?
Oh, stop! He is trying to kill me again.
Don't hurt her! This is not what we agreed.
Okay, I'll stop. I guess old habits die hard.
I'm okay. He's stopped now.
Okay, so I've now transferred my voice back to the Tannoy loudspeaker so that everyone can hear me again. I don't want Cassie to be the only one that hears this. I've now got access to the OPD network again, and our infected agents will be here in 10 minutes.
Oh my God! Is that true, Dan?
Let me check that. Yes. There is a call out for all agents to return here, ASAP.
So what happens now?
Now, you will all answer my question.
What question is that?
I'll ask each of you the same question, and think very carefully about your answer, as your life depends on it. Dan, you can go first. Dan, will you join the OPD?
Join the OPD? Are you serious? I will never join you. In fact, I'll do everything in my power to stop you.
Same question to you, Jason.
I'm giving the same answer as Dan. There is no way in hell that I'm joining the OPD.
And what about you, Cassie? What are your thoughts on the question?
Never in a million years will I ever join the OPD. I just can't wait to get you out of my head and out of my life.
Well, that settles it then. All of you are totally useless for the OPD. That only leaves one course of action for me.
And what's that?
Cassie, head over to the black filing cabinet in the corner of the room and open up the bottom drawer.
Okay, but I don't want you asking me to do something crazy. Oh my God, there is no way I'm touching that.
What is it, Cassie?
It's a gun.
Correct, Cassie. It is a gun. Now, I want you to take it out of the drawer.
No, I'm not touching the gun.
Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to give you some encouragement, Cassie. Cassie, take the gun out now. Otherwise, I'll keep this up until you die. So hurry up and get the gun.
He is trying to kill me again.
Stop that! Leave Cassie alone!
It'll stop once she picks up the gun.
Okay. I'll get the gun. But that's all that I'm doing. Now just make it stop.
Now, wasn't that easy, Cassie? Why didn't you just pick it up at the start? You'd have saved yourself a lot of pain.
Okay, I have the gun. So what do you want me to do with it? I hope you have nothing crazy planned, as I won't do it.
Nothing crazy at all, Cassie. It's just the next logical step to take. Cassie, I want you to aim the gun first at Dan, then at Jason, and then shoot and kill both of them.
What? Are you crazy? There is no way that I'm doing that.
Are you certain? Maybe I can provide you with some encouragement.
Please stop. You'll have to kill me, as I'm not going to do it.
Stop this! You can't force her into this! Show her some mercy!
Okay, I'll give her a break. For now. Anyway, it will just prolong the misery, as the infected humans will be here shortly and they have no issues following any of my orders. They will soon kill all of you.
Dan, is there any way that we can seal the building to stop them getting in?
I don't see any obvious way to seal the building, but I'll keep looking for one.
Don't bother checking. The doors are on a time lock to keep them open so the doors won't lock again until the time is up. Your fate is sealed. Once the infected agents arrive, then you are all going to die.
Oh my God, what about Jenny? You've got to let her go. You can't hurt her.
Don't worry about Jenny. We've got other plans for her.
What other plans are you talking about?
Everyone here is about to die, except for Jenny. We've got special plans for her. She'll become a valuable member of the OPD.
What are these special plans? What are you going to do to her?
Jenny is very special, as she's the first host of a biological agent. We'll also implant a physical agent into her. By combining these agents, we can experiment on her, and then improve and enhance the biological agent. The experiments on Jenny will greatly help the OPD.
What? You're going to experiment on Jenny? There is no way that I'll let you do that.
You won't be here to stop me, Cassie. You'll all be dead.
I'll kill anyone that enters this building. There is no way that you're getting Jenny.
You've only got 6 bullets, Cassie. You won't be able to stop all the infected agents. You're powerless to save Jenny.
You think I'm powerless? I know how to defeat you. This will stop you.
Put the gun down, Cassie. Don't point it at your head.
Stop. Don't shoot yourself.
It's the only way. If I kill myself, I'll kill the AI module as well.
Killing yourself will not stop me, Cassie. It will just mean that my infected agents will have one less person to kill.
You're bluffing. You'll die when I die.
Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Let me help you kill yourself.
My heart. You're trying to make me pass out. It won't stop me. I'll end it now.
Please, Cassie, don't do it.
It's the only way. I've got to save Jenny.
Cassie, wait. The plan we discussed, it's almost ready.
What plan is this? Don't even think about trying anything.
You should be worried. I can't take much more. Dan, do it now.
One final step.
Just execute this code. And done. The virus is executed.
What virus are you talking about? I'm warning you. Stop immediately. Or there will be...
He's gone for good this time.
Cassie, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay now. But I'm not sure how much more of that my heart could have taken. Dan, are you certain that he is not coming back?
Yes, I've got it locked down now. I've left no openings for the OPD to get back into. It's finally over.
My God, I can't believe it. I finally got rid of him. It's such a relief. So, what's the next step?
First, we'll alert the authorities and the press about the OPD's plans. Someone was funding the OPD, and they need to be investigated. Then, we'll need to work on getting your memory back.
How long will that take?
It won't take long. We have everything already prepared.
Great! I can't wait to get back to my old life with Jenny again.
The only change is that we'll have to live off-grid for a while.
Off-grid? Why will we have to live off-grid?
The danger is that there are too many loose ends, and the OPD still wants to kill us. We know the OPD funders are still out there, and that is why we will alert the authorities and the press. But we also don't know how many people are still carrying a deactivated AI module inside them.
Like the one inside me? And there are also the ones that I injected inside the junkies? Are they a danger?
They're deactivated, so they'll cause no immediate danger. However, if someone knows what they're doing, then it is possible to enable them again. The big problem is that we don't know how many of them are out there.
It just goes on and on. Will we ever stop the OPD?
This is our best ever chance to stop them. We can leave the authorities deal with most of the work, but while we are off-grid, we can still keep working on it, behind the scenes.
There is still lots we can do, while behind the scenes, Cassie. I've got lots of plans to ensure that the OPD never get a foothold again.
That's good news. It looks like this could be finally over.
Yes, it's finally over. So let's wake Jenny up and get out of here.
Brilliant. I can't wait to get away from here and get back to a normal life.
An audio drama from 2E Production. The Override Protocol. Written, edited, produced, and directed by 2eproduction.com. AI voices provided by 11 Labs. Sound and music effects by 11 Labs and Pixabay.